A group of foreign-trained doctors have sought the support of the town of Qualicum Beach in their quest to get a license to practice medicine in Canada. Javier Cabrera, who was a doctor in Colombia but does not work in his profession in Canada, appeared as a delegation at Council's regular meeting on November 20, and informed them how they can help address the shortage of doctors in the District 69 region. They are seeking help in getting themselves approved by the College of Family Physicians to work here as doctors. The town and the surrounding communities have struggled to attract doctors to the region, leaving many residents, particularly senior citizens, without a family doctor. I am aware of the healthcare needs that this community has expressed through social media and the news, said Cabrera. I believe there is a lot we can contribute to address these needs. Currently, there are 6 internationally trained doctors in Oceanside, with 5 currently residing in Qualicum Beach. 2 are gynecologists, 2 are anesthesiologists, 1 a family physician, and the 6th a geriatrician. Cabrera, a geriatrics specialist, told Council they are committed to becoming valuable assets to the community. However, acquiring their medical licenses in Canada has presented them with a variety of challenges, Cabrera said they are struggling to overcome. It's a long and costly process, he said. It involves passing exams, preparing for the, transferring credentials, and covering additional cost for official translations and documentation. Altogether, this can cost between $10,000 and $15,000. The timeline to become certified physician is 2 to 3 years, depending on circumstances. If an exam is failed, it costs additional $1,500, and it could delay the process by waiting 6 months to a year before you get the opportunity to take it again. Cabrera indicated currently they have open permits that allow them to work here but not as doctors. They have also hired an immigration lawyer to get their permanent residency approved, which Cabrera said will cost him and his family $12,000. While some assume that physicians don't need assistance, this is far from reality, Cabrera pointed out. Since we are not licensed to practice medicine in Canada yet, we must start in entry-level positions such as receptionist in assisted living facilities or pharmacy assistants. These jobs provide minimum wage. Currently, as an example, I do not have a job and is actively looking for one. As well, Cabrera highlighted some experiences that have made their desire of settling down here in Canada difficult. As new immigrants to Canada, we face different challenges that go from racism, discrimination, harassment, denial of job opportunities, and in some cases, people taking advantage of our vulnerability, said Cabrera. Additionally, we face personal challenges such as financial and language barriers. This is no different than the rest of immigrants. Cabrera said one of the common questions they have been asked is their commitment in residing in Qualicum Beach for the long haul. What I can say now is, all of us are already here, living and working for 1 to 2 years, alongside our families, said Cabrera. We are doing everything possible to build our future here, and I am confident that if we find the opportunities to stay, we will stay. Cabrera added, while the process in becoming licensed physicians in Canada is long and costly, we are deeply committed to this journey. We are here because we want to stay, and we are doing everything within our power to make that possible for ourselves and our families. However, we cannot do it alone, and your support will make a significant difference in helping us contribute meaningfully to this community. Mayor Tunis Westbrook said they will consider what the town can do help them because the town needs doctors.